Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Glad you are here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you are listening. It's Tuesday. It's August 30th. It's 2016. And we're here to talk about you, your bucks, and all points in between. We'll do the election, markets, the economy, debt, deficits, leverage, scams, shams, corruption, you name it. We cover it. Hope you're doing well. Housekeeping. If you do not get this show in your city, go to GaryK.com. You can listen live or archive. You're live 6.06 p.m. We are live 6.06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also at GaryK.com, you can follow me on Twitter. Just press the button, or Twitter at Gary Kaltbaum. You can email me. Just be nice. No, really. Just be nice. You can read our commentary articles. We post charts of the day, news of the day. If you want to hear what we're doing with our money, we'd like to hear what you're doing. Press the money management button. Press the subscribe button. Get our notes, or the you can get a consultation. We have a big business, growing business now of consulting with people who are managing it themselves and all that stuff. Hope you're having a good day. Well, let's see what's going on. Anything new that we can talk about that's happening in the world right now that affects you? Well, let me put it best. Central banks. And I'm bringing this up because the market right now is making a bet. The market is making a bet. And how do we know this? Certain things that happen that indicate it. The bet is, I want you to listen carefully. Amazingly, the bet is our central bank, Janet Yellen, is going to raise rates in September. That is the bet. How do we know this? Well, a few things are going on. The dollar is firming up. Financials are rallying strong. Now, why would financials rally strong if they raise interest rates on the short end? You know what my answer is? I don't know. It doesn't seem right to me unless the long end goes up too and margins expand. So go figure. If anybody has a good answer to why, if they raise Fed funds rate, that helps the financials, God bless you. I don't get it. But that's what's been going on. On top of that, because of the stronger dollar, we identified for you a few weeks ago that gold and silver were topping, and now they're getting smacked. The part of the equation that we got was that since gold stocks led the metal up, we better watch gold stocks. If they start heading down, that means the metal's going to follow. And that's what's been going on. But there's a conundrum. Notice the big word, conundrum. Say that 10 times fast. The Fed stopped printing money in October of 2014. Since that date, what have they been doing? Well, they've been telling you they're going to raise rates, teasing you, telling you. Putting it in code, you name it. And they've only raised rates once. So what happens if this is all a bunch of more bull crap? Well, here's what happens. The dollar gets smacked. Gold starts rallying strong. And the financials get hit. So how do you do? How do you play this? You got me, kiddos. Because guess what we got on Friday? On Friday, we have a fake employment number. If that employment number is terrible, dollar's going to drop. Gold's going to soar. Why? Because if the number's terrible, the data-dependent central bank is not going to raise rates. Now, what if the number is very strong? Well, there you go. But that doesn't mean Janet Yellen's still going to raise rates. That's what we have to deal with. We have come to the point where these people, these central banks across the globe are so huge to markets that we've got to wait for an employment number, we've got to wait for the Fed minutes, we've got to wait for the Fed meeting, we've got to wait for the European Fed meeting and the European Fed minutes and the European speaking, we got to wait for the chip, less so on Japan because they're toast, you know, except they're buying up their market. I don't know if you know this, but Japan's printing $200 billion a month and they're buying up all their ETFs. Well, that's what they're doing. So we just wanted to start out today by saying we are driven by a select few ex-tenured professors around the globe, no longer trying to tinker with the economy. They're just moving markets. And when you hear Janet Yellen say, we're not watching markets, she's full of crap. And I would tell it to her face, in a nice way, of course. And that goes for the rest of them. So that basically what stuck out in my mind today, as there's a bet going on. A bet! And it's based on what one or two or three or four different people around the globe will do. Not the buying and selling and the fear and greed of investors, traders, and speculators like market's supposed to be. It's based on just a few Nimrods. And you know what we think is ultimately being created, unfortunately. Election. Nothing new to report. Donald Trump is still a racist. Hillary Clinton's still a crook. How did Donald Trump become the biggest racist since who? Hitler? Do you hear how they talk about this guy? Do you know in the last few days he talked about, we've got to do something about our inner cities. There's too much crime. There's too much death. And they call him a racist for that. The one thing that needs to be addressed for inner cities, Donald Trump is speaking to it, and they call him a racist for it. And that's why the inner cities don't get better, because these race baiters just flap their gums every minute of every day, become rich off of it, and do nothing for the inner cities. And that's how you get where we are. That's what I watched in the last week. Hillary Clinton, the news isn't even reporting on her. 90% of the time is on Trump. 10% of the time is on Hillary Clinton, because they're afraid to report on Hillary Clinton. my, oh my. I hope you guys are reading about these emails. We're now finding out she destroyed 30 emails on Benghazi, which were not supposed to. Again, the crook. That's who may be a president. A crook. And unfortunately, all these people were bought off. James Comey, head of the FBI, Loretta Lynch, the attorney general, they all met together and they said, we can't have Trump as president and we just got to table it. And Hillary, we're going to slap you on the hand and good luck to you. That's what went on. In plain sight, by the way. In plain sight. They were found out because of a local reporter. Well, we would have never known there was a meeting on that airplane between Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch. And then James Comey. Welcome to the people that are running this country and hope to run this country. You keep voting for them. Don't expect good things. That's all I can tell you. All right, today on the show. Remember, I've been telling you that more and more areas are getting in trouble. That continued today. We will continue to tell you where to be, and we continue to tell you where not to be. And the places not to be are now picking up. So up next on The Edge, the market wrap, movers of the day, news of the day, and all that stuff today. Thanks for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Odds are half of you have gum disease. Nearly 50% of adults 30 and up have some form of periodontal disease, with that number spiking to 65% in adults over 65. A survey from the American Academy of Periodontology, or AAP, shows more than a third of Americans would rather do something unpleasant rather than floss, like washing dirty dishes. Dr. Rebecca Levine, periodontist of Lake Havasu City, Arizona, says why a visit to a periodontist should be on your radar.
Gums are the foundation for healthy teeth and an important part of a spectacular smile. Red or swollen gums, bleeding when flossing, receding gums, and bad breath are signs of periodontal disease and should be evaluated by a periodontist.
But there's good news, Dr. Levine.
Brushing twice a day, regular flossing, and an annual comprehensive periodontal evaluation by a periodontist will help keep your gums and your smile in good shape.
So love the gums you're with and visit Gumbler.org. That's Gumbler.org to find a periodontist, learn more, and take an interactive quiz.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
BizTalkRadio.com.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. Hope you are having a good day. Labor Day this coming Monday. We are off. Best of Gary. Enjoy. Sometime in September we will have another webcast. We shall let you know. Covering soup to nuts. Whatever the heck that means. What does soup to nuts mean anyhow? I do not even know. So that all said, thanks for being with us. Let's get going. Let us do today's market wrap. Brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with his proprietary indicators. Go check it out. Investment-models.com. The market was down all day and came back towards the end of the day, but was still down. Dow down 49, S&P down 4, NASDAQ down 9, NASDAQ 100 down 15. Russell 2000 was up 1, transports up 49, strong airlines today. Actually, strength in Europe, a little strength in Asia. New highs about the same. Advanced declines flat. What else do I got for you? In the Dow, Boeing was down 2. Goldman Sachs was up 3. We'll get into that in a minute. And I'll stop right there. So first off, you ready? This is the easy part. Apple, first off, by the way, you can probably read it. Ireland is claiming that Apple did some bad tax. I'm going to let you guys read it, but they owe $14 billion to Ireland or something like that. And that hit the stock a little bit. So just letting you know. Okay? Down 80 cents. I want you to continue to avoid any new commitments to gold and silver. We have taken pains to tell you. Over the last 3 weeks or so, we thought that there was a chance. Just remember, when we think of something starting to top, we'll use the terminology, we think there is a chance. Because we don't know definitely. But we see some signs. And then we saw the miners, which led up, starting to act worse than the metal. And that was our cue. That's when we came in and said to you, we would avoid any new commitments. We're not telling you to sell. We let you decide whether you're going to sell. And then we reported to you that silver broke below the 50-day, the metal, and that the stocks were worsening. And I'm just letting you know, you can call this a correction. I don't care what you call it. It's gaining some teeth. And as we told you with the top in the commodities back in mid-14, we'll say the same thing now. We do not know how long this correction lasts. We do not know how far it goes. We're just letting you know it's definitively in a correction. It's getting teeth. We would avoid any new commitments to it. Whatever you guys own, you got to decide for yourself. We'll let you know, as we always tell you, when something breaks the 50-day moving average, it should be up for review. Again, here's the other part, though. If we have a bad employment number, and if the central bank does not raise rates, I expect these to go right back up to a certain extent. The rest of the commodities, steel, copper, aluminum, metal/minings, and the like, for the most part, same. This is an outcome of a stronger dollar. And we would just avoid any new commitments. Now, there are some pretty strong names out there like symbol TCK, for example. But there's not many, and a bunch have gone by the wayside. We would step lightly in anything, metals, mining, steel, commodities. That does not include oil stocks. We'll get into that in a little bit. Next. Again, the easy part, what to avoid. We would continue off of the nasty, ugly gaps to the downside, completely avoid the dollar stores and a lot of the discounters. You can just go look at Dollar Tree, Dollar General. They've been hammered. Maybe they're oversold and they can bounce, but we're not into bounces in a bearish phase. We want bullish phases, and these things just topped out. I'm also noticing Costco rolling over here. Walmart has rolled over to a certain extent, so we would avoid any new commitments there. Wynn, WYNN, Las Vegas Sands, not a little less so, but some of these gaming I'd be careful on. So there's your gaming. You already know about the utilities that we told you avoid. This was 5 weeks ago. I remember the exact day we told you to start being careful, and that was July 27th. We would avoid any new commitments to the utilities and the real estate stocks. Both of these areas, we've been telling you to avoid new commitments. We didn't tell you to sell. We let you decide. The real estate stocks are holding up better than the utilities. Utilities are getting smacked pretty good. So there's two more areas. Then the consumer staples. Tobacco, trading big time on the defensive. Not all but a bunch of food stocks trading on the defensive. Not all but a bunch of drug stocks trading on the defensive. Bristol Myers, man, that big gap down off of that news. And I got a little Bristol Myers transferred into me, and it gapped down. And I'm like, okay, let's wait. And it just, nothing. Ain't happening. So that consumer staple area, I'd just be wary. And what happened today was Hershey's, the deal which I knew would never get done. Basically, the deal with Mondelez ain't happening. The stock was down 12 to 99 and change. I don't know why anybody thought the deal would get done. 81% voting shares in a trust at Hershey's. And believe me, they don't want to sell to anybody. So that was the story behind that. So notice we're able to spend more time on areas that are troublesome. And, you know, the cruise lines have been bad for a while. The autos never got going. So there's other areas too. But I want to add the auto parts retailers, that's the auto zones and the like, are acting very poorly now. And the healthcare. Off of that EpiPen deal, Blue Horseshoe is not liking healthcare too much. The biotech, which looked like it was trying to get going, just got hit in the head, and we just be careful. So a lot of the healthcare. So you get where we're going with these thoughts? Just more and more areas. Watch yourself. Step lightly. Up next, more on this, that, and the other thing. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Keep yourself and your wallet healthy with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. In addition to Plenty points, earn Wellness Plus points every time you shop. $1 spent on everyday items gets you 1 point, and get up to 25 points on every prescription you fill. When you've reached 1,000 Wellness Plus points, you'll get 20% off our regular prices for a year. And that's just one of the four ways to save. Now through September 24th, spend $50 a week on participating products at Rite Aid and earn 2,000 Plenty points worth $20 in savings. Visit RiteAid.com/RakenPoints for details.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts in
into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number...
BizTalkRadio.com. You're listening to...
America is talking...
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. He's a Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. Now, why are we doing all these sectors that are either topping, topped, or in trouble? It's simple. We want you to avoid them. That's all. We're always... when media can report, okay, Dow's at new highs, but we got 15 sectors that are in their own bear markets or topping out badly, we want to make sure you know not to be in them. Simple as that. The other part of the equation is we're actually measuring the market for you. We're actually guiding you through the market just by letting you know that underneath the surface, there's some deterioration. Now, as I said to you many times throughout the years, just because there's some deterioration does not mean the end of the world's coming. But you know how markets top? Deterioration first. And then little by little, piece by piece, inch by inch, the rest start going. That has not happened yet. But we're just letting you know these areas. So I just want to continue with a few others. We mentioned the healthcare. To me, that was somewhat event-ish with the EpiPen and pricing and Hillary Clinton saying, yapping about the EpiPen, which, by the way, again, I agreed with her. I can't believe I'm saying that. Retail. I'd be wary of retail. A lot of retail. Not all, but a lot of it. Now, if you remember, Macy's, Dillard's, Nordstrom's, a few others had a good reaction to their crappy numbers. Crappy numbers. Well, they're starting to sell down now because they're crappy numbers. So we're just letting you know, a bunch of retail, just be wary. Okay? Now, I'm going to stop you there. We've given you out enough areas that we'd be wary about, we'd avoid, and all that fun stuff. And if any others show up, you're going to know it. What we are watching most closely is the financials and the semis. The semis have had a big run. We believe, let's say 50% of it has been on the buyout a week of semiconductor land. There's been a lot of buyouts. And what buyouts do, especially when there's a bunch in the same group, it raises valuations of most everything else, whether numbers are good or not. So semis are in good stead, except, may I say, they've come a long way. The bigger story is the financials. We have told you recently, very simply, they look like they were emerging out of these little ranges. That's all. That is occurring. Now, while the moves aren't big, Bank of America is about 5% already. But, for instance, JP Morgan's about 1.5%. but they are moving out of a little bit of ranges. And it's all the names. And if you look at the XLF, it's an exchange-traded fund for the financials, broke above the 24.12 range. It's 24.54, so it's up about 2%. Not a big gain. But it's representative of the fact that it's moved above range, and just letting you know, money flows are very much going into these financials, while money flows are coming out of many other areas. The good news is financials are very important to the market, so they are to be watched closely. With some of the deterioration we are seeing, it is imperative that the financials and the semis continue to work, as well as the growth names we've talked about on the show. You know the names, right? Amazon, Alibaba, Facebook, Google, Nvidia, Priceline, NetEase, Qualcomm, things like that. And a lot of them had good gaps to the upside of earnings, and you got to really wait till earnings come out. And they've been sitting nice and tight, and that's what you kind of want to see, and let's hope that continues. So there's a little bit of the roundabout as far as it goes. And next is oil, and I'm just going to say to you, it's kind of sort of mixed. What's interesting to me is a bunch of the names we told you about that had good relative strength in the oil patch are really outperforming the commodity. But I'm really unclear about whether that's going to continue or not. Just remember, we're dealing with commodity. And if oil prices start to really get smashed here, they're all going to come in. So oils are acting okay, decently. And they're a big part of the market too. So look what we have done. We have picked apart the market for you. That is what we do. And we hear September's supposed to be bad. We don't listen to that crap. We'll let the market decide. Let's just say there's a little bit of deterioration here in some areas that, no, not the biggest of biggies. Retail's never been strong. Biotech really hasn't been strong. But if they roll over and start heading south, that means they are an anchor to the market. So pay attention. And I think that's about all I wrote down that I wanted you to know about today inside the market. So without further ado, let's go into the movers of the day and see if anything else shows up today. On the upside, United Continental got an upgrade today, up 4 on very good volume, moving above some near-term resistance. So good action there, and that helped the rest of the airlines, just letting you know. Goldman, as I mentioned, was strong. You know what? Not much. BlackRock, watch that financial. That's a strong financial. Actually, at new yearly highs by a smidge. Again, we love seeing financials act well. We don't mind that one bit. On the downside today, Hershey's down 12. Ulta Salon down 9. Kids, let me spend 1 minute on Ulta Salon for all of you. What you should be doing is taking a picture of that chart today. That is how a big leader tops out for the time being. Bad reaction to earnings and continued follow through. Ulta Salon, ULTA. AutoZone down 9, as I told you, these auto part retailers not acting well. Priceline down 9. It's a $1,400 stock. Chipotle! Chipotle's changing the name of the company to Murphy's Law. Now they're being sued by 10,000 of their employees on how they got paid and they didn't get paid enough. That is not good after what's happened with the E. coli and all that other crap. Stock was hit for $8. ScanSource, big fat juicy 7. Lockheed Martin, 4 and change. We told you the defense stocks had topped out a few days, about 2 weeks ago, sorry. Rangold, 4. Cracker Barrel, ouch. Little breakdown in Cracker Barrel. No, that can't be. Regeneron, 4. Google, 4. I'll never say it's called Alphabet. Tesla. May we repeat what we said yesterday? That baby's breaking down badly now. I guess when, as I said yesterday, when you lose a dollar a share in a quarter, that's going to tend to happen. Amazon 3, Royal Gold 3, Franco-Nevada, another gold stock 3. NetTees 2.5, Panera 2.5, Herbalife 2.5, that's it. That is your ever popular over-the-top movers of the day, ladies and gentlemen. Again, muy importante you pay attention to these areas we're telling you about. And again, markets top out through deterioration. We've seen plenty of times where things deteriorated and markets didn't top out because they stopped going down and started going up again. But we always have to be on watch that the deterioration is the start of something bigger. So far, for the most part, except for the areas that are in bad shape, it's somewhat of a non-event. But stay tuned. Because everybody's telling us September's going to be bad. Up next, more of this, that, and the other thing. And whatever else. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like Staples one subject notebooks for just 17 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
BizTalkRadio.com. You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, go.
Action! Investor's Edge. With Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Wow, I am like talked out on talking about the market. I think I bored myself. Anyway, I think we covered a lot of what we need to cover as far as markets today. And by the way, the deal with Apple, it's $14.5 billion in back taxes to Ireland. It's a multi-year investigation. The European Commission, the socialists, ruled that they received unfair and illegal tax breaks in Ireland, even though, listen carefully, Apple just went along with their laws. What a concept. It represents more than a decade of tax breaks. The European Commission is telling Ireland they have to collect. And of course, both Ireland and Apple are appealing, and where it goes beats the hell out of me. Anyway, I didn't think it was going to affect Apple stock that much, because this one's going to play out over a long period of time, and I gather will be lessened over a long period of time. Just again, I want to mention, we're going to be watching these semiconductors and financials very carefully. Financials strong at the end of the day. They were buying them up towards the end of the day. Semis look a little bit tired here. We shall see. Bits of news. Have you been following the poll numbers for Trump against the crook? The LA Times has Trump up by 3. Some other has Hillary Clinton up by 6. Why do they even do polls? They're all over the map. And just so you know, the only thing that matters is the states. Everything else is noise. When all is said and done, it is going to come down to Florida, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and a couple others. That's it. Everybody else is pretty much set. The world is set. That's why it's very weird to me that Hillary Clinton's run 10 million ads against Trump here in Florida, and Trump's hardly run any ads. It's almost like they want to lose. We'll see how it plays out. I got into a debate with somebody on TV about Hillary Clinton and her economic proposals. Oh, God. She simply wants to take a couple of $1 trillion more out of the economy and put it in her hands. And I mean her hands. And she wants to create solar panel jobs and this job. She wants to create more government jobs with our money. That'll work. And she has not mentioned one thing about debt and deficits. Not a frickin' thing. Because they don't matter, ladies and gentlemen. Debt's good. Deficits are good. Life is great. Colin Kaepernick. So I went out of my way yesterday to say I defend his right to say and do whatever he wants to do, whether it's the rule of law, but I also defend my right to say he's an ass clown. He was wearing a Castro shirt, a Fidel Castro shirt. So let's see. You have a man that's had a $120 million contract, $19 million this year. I believe his team is owned by Caucasians. Yeah, I think so. Just saying. He's made $1 zillion in this country because of us people watching the NFL. He now complains about this country is oppressive. That's what he said. We are oppressive. Yet he is now a fan of Fidel Castro. The sleaziest, slimiest scumbag. And unbelievable, he's living to, what is he, like 110? They have executed people. They have locked people up for lives. They have destroyed the economy there. They have destroyed any hope for anybody to be anything they want to be. They have people driving in cars from 1960. They have shut down anything that represents private business. Try saying a bad word about Castro and see if they find you. They have destroyed anything good in that place 100 miles south of Key West, Florida. Yet this football player says we're oppressive. He's a moron. He's an imbecile. He's a doofus. He's just plain old wrong. And these radical liars, unfortunately, have been getting their way. Well, I'm going to speak up about their lies with this little radio show. The millions and millions of man and women hours of the police officers doing their job protecting us overshadow times 10 trillion the incidents that have happened. By the way, most of them while they're on their job, or all of them. So I ain't buying one lick of this talk. I ain't buying one lick of defending this guy after wearing a Fidel Castro shirt. I gave him the benefit of free speech yesterday. Today, he's nothing but a radical imbecile. And I hear San Francisco's going to cut him soon. Bye-bye. You have a great evening. Drive carefully. When you get home, do like I do. Simple procedure. Make sure you hug your children. Night-night all.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Gary Kaltbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kaltbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.